Here at Oak Ridge Nissan, the absolute August sale. You will find terrific deals here at Oak Ridge Nissan, where the Illinois Avenue meets the Turnpike. All right. Willie Martinez, Tennessee secondary coach, was made available today. I thought he did a heck of a job last year with his hand tied behind his back a little bit because he didn't have great talent, but he did get a lot of mileage out of some of the defensive backs. He met with the media earlier today. Here comments from Willie Martinez.
Coach, obviously you got more bodies back there now than you certainly had in the spring. How is this thing shaking out? Where do you think you are right now in terms of finding your five or six guys?
You know, we've just been doing a good job of rotating. We want to find out about a lot of guys that we don't know about. You know what I mean? You know, some of the guys that weren't with us in the spring that had played last year, whether that's Kamal or Burrell or Ruck. Turnage, you know, we knew that they were going to be in some rotation. So we've really been rotating with the, you know, there's really not ones, there's not twos, there's not threes, you know what I mean? We're just really trying to get them reps, competitive reps in practice, trying to get the matchups that we would like to, so we can get an evaluation on each player. So it's been good because we've been able to play more guys with a lot more reps.
Coach, Christian Charles is a guy, started off at safety last year, moved to corner in the spring. What's that transition like, and is he there? Is he home at corner now for good, do you think?
You know, Christian's the type of player that we want to continue to recruit, meaning where he's very versatile and can play all the positions on the back end. And that gives us some flexibility, and he's transitioned very well. He's obviously made progress from the standpoint of when that transition happened in the spring. Very raw and non-developed of understanding the play at the corner position. And he's done a nice job in the offseason, in the summertime, that's really prepared him for camp. He looks like a different player, much more aware of certain situations, and the situational part is the down and distances and how he's lined up, what's he looking for. It does happen a lot faster out there, and he's adjusted really well.
Couple questions at the star position. Is it McDonald and Walker? Is that the main two, or is it?
Yeah, it's T-Mac. Obviously, it's Wesley. We also are rotating, you know, Trey there. So it's been, like I said just a little while ago, you know what I mean, is trying to get them the reps at the first group, second group, you know, and mixing it up.
In the star position, I mean, a nickel is sort of a throwaway position in some schemes. For you guys, it was utilized tremendously last year. I mean, Theo was all conference at that position. Why is that position so important in your scheme?
Because you're involved in both sides of the game as far as the run game. You're also defending probably arguably the fastest player on their team in the slot. You know, trying to get the ball in the middle of the field. He's got to be able to defend all the perimeter screens that hurt. Maybe a player that can make really has the strengths as far as a cover guy, but not so much against taking off the blocks and getting off blocks and playing physical in the alley and also getting in the run game between the tackles. You know, so he's a dynamic, has to be a dynamic player, has to be the best or one of your best players because he's going to be involved, again, both in the run game and in the passing game.
Coach, can you just kind of take me through like the progression from D. Williams from spring to now? How much have you seen him kind of understand, grow, and kind of where do you feel like he's at?
You know, obviously when he came in here, he didn't know the scheme and the knowledge and adapting from a junior college. You know, you're always going to have a tremendous transition there. It's going to be something where, you know, you're going to have to – you have to go some growing pains, and coming in January, though, gives them the opportunity to learn, obviously, to manage, you know, college life on this campus academically, plus football and how to manage it. He had to learn the playbook, you know, so coming in here, obviously learning it before spring, during spring, after spring, all the walkthroughs we've had, and then he looks like a different player. He can get lined up. Knows a little bit, you know, he knows a lot more what his job entails, and he's more comfortable. He's made more plays. He's more confident, and he's growing. He's doing a good job this camp.
Willie, what can you tell us about the skill set and development of your two transfers in Walker and Turrentine?
Yeah, athleticism is the first thing that comes. You know, versatility. You know, again, I said it earlier with Christian Charles. You know, they give us they give us an opportunity to be flexible in who we want to move around and you know, both athletic. Obviously, Wes played more than Dre, and so that shows, you know. But that's not a knock on Dre, because he's made some plays and looks very comfortable. Each day he looks more comfortable in knowing what to do.
Willie, you talked about wanting to learn more about guys you didn't know a lot about. You knew a little bit about Wesley and Andre when they got here. What have you learned over the first almost 2 weeks of camp about what they can do?
How competitive they are. You know, you don't really see – you'll see the skill sets. You'll see how tough a kid is on film. But the attention to detail in the meeting rooms, you can tell that it's important to them. They don't want to go on the field, you know, not knowing what to do. They ask question after question prior to coming on the field, double checking, triple checking, you know, the attention to detail. I mean, that's the stuff you don't really see on video. You'll see the instincts, but they've done a nice job where they've given themselves a chance to know what to do in our system, you know, and that's been the impressive part.
Are they getting work at multiple positions,
both those guys? Wes is. Dre's kind of like, we've been bouncing him from strong and free, you know, but Wes has been doing all three, you know, the star, and obviously he played that at the previous stop and did a really nice job. So, but they've done a nice job. They really have. They've picked up. They have actually understand the standards and expectations in this program, and they fit really well in our room. They got some leadership qualities, you know. And again, they're, you know, Dre is young. You know, I mean, I know Wes is a little bit older, but it's they've done a great job.
How has Tamari McDonald grown over the last year? And is he turning into a guy as he continues to develop that you guys can kind of count on to help you out this year?
Yeah, T-Mac was very consistent in our special teams last year. And we say it all the time that if you can make plays in space, and that's what those four teams do for you, it gives you a chance to be a player on offense and defense. And it's what it's done, it's just built confidence. You know, he played a little bit defensive snaps, you know, last year. When he did get in there, did a nice job, but there's a lot more confidence. You know, he understands our system better. But again, he's been a really good special teams player for us, you know, which kind of the adjustment, it's easy to make it. You know, he knows it's all about field awareness and leverage and making plays in space. And obviously it starts with tackling and then obviously trying to play coverages, and whether it's man or zone coverage. So he looks very comfortable, you know.
Was spring, I mean, you know, he was one of the only guys that could rep that spot in spring. Was that a big growth period for him just because out of necessity?
Yeah, we did that on purpose. We wanted to give him the most reps right there. He knew strong and free. But, you know, now we're moving him around a little bit, you know, to give so he can still play with the first group we'll move him around.
Hey, Coach, I know you just spoke on a couple of those transfers, but there have been any other newcomers or veteran guys who have stuck out to you so far in camp when it comes to either taking the next step or doing some really good things out there?
Yeah, the other new guys is Jordan Thomas and Christian Harrison. You know, I'll stay with JT. JT has done a great job. Really, he's coming off a really good scrimmage where he really showed what he can do and very comfortable. And with those two guys, again, I can't say enough of good things about them, just like the ones we were talking about with Dre and Wesley, is how important the small details are, you know. And they've been really did a great job. Both of them were not here at mid-year, came here in June. They had to learn it. They knew that they were behind reps on the guys that have been here since January. And it's important to them. They're still growing, you know, you know, we had a little bit of setback with Christian, but he'll be back here in the next couple of days. And he's really done a nice job and early on in camp.
What kind of offseason did Kamal have, and how much is it sort of hurting him to be out right now with the season approaching?
I'll answer the second one. It hurts every player that doesn't get the reps. Especially it doesn't matter where, but when you're dealing with an offense, you know, as fast as ours, it really helps you get in shape too, you know, and to think through the process and stuff. So it hurts any player that doesn't get the reps, and get the feel for what it does to your body and what it does to your mind and how it challenges you. But going back to how Kamal has done, I mean, he's a different person. He's a different player. You know, he's really grown. I'll start off with off the field. You know, it's academics. It's in the strength and conditioning. You know, he had a great summer. Obviously, he was coming off the injury. He's been locked in the meetings, preparing, so to speak, and does a good job when he's not in there as far as keeping the energy going. But he's grown. He's grown tremendously since he's been here. You know, he's only been here just a little bit over, basically been here 13 months, you know, and he's coming off of an injury that kind of set him back a little bit from developing. And to come back from that and obviously where he's at right now, he's given us a chance to build our depth in the back end.
Willie, how deep realistically would you like to go? I know you said earlier you don't really have ones and twos at this point. You're putting every guys in competitive situations. As you draw closer to the season, how deep do you think you can go with guys in terms of playing them meaningful reps on Saturdays?
We really want to play more guys. We have, you know, we kind of trying to force ourselves in pushing these guys, and then obviously myself as a coach to continue to you know, pour in as much as I can to make sure they understand what we're doing in our scheme and stuff like that. And they got to prove it on the field. We would like to play at least, you know, 3 to 4 corners, 3 to 4 safeties. If anything, it would be 5. You know, if you get that 4 to 5 in those positions, and obviously stars in there, you know, but I would say we can do that. That would give us a chance to play, you know, the league, in this league, and obviously if somebody gets hurt, you know what I mean, somebody can just bounce right back in there, and it's like next man mentality, and the kid, and they're ready to play.
And one more thing on Tamarian McDonald. Before you saw him on special teams, did you think he could play star athletically? Did you believe that, or did you think he was more of a safety type, and the special teams play showed you that he could play that critical star?
Well, the one thing you love about T-Mac is how good he looks in a body, you know what I mean? He's got a great body type, long. So really didn't know much about him when we got here. And I think he was more of a box player in high school, you know? And you know what I mean by that is in between the tackles, whether it's a safety, linebacker, or whatever case might be. And obviously when you start talking about the star, you're dealing with more space. And it wasn't until we actually saw him, you know, and got a chance to work with him. And you can see how much he's grown here in the last 6-7 months, where he's really, really challenged himself to work on his man technique and understands leverage, you know. Obviously, that was the great thing about Theo. You know, Theo, with all that experience he had, older player, you know, he understood where his help is at and play the situation that off the calls, you know what I mean, and know where your help is at. You know, he's starting to learn that. He has a good understanding of that to play with his teammates, you know what I mean, as far as where's his leverage and where it's not.
Brandon Turnage, you talked about earlier how much, you know, time away from the field can hurt. You know, obviously he missed the spring and missed some time this summer, I think a little bit. You know, how much did that set him back or limit his development this offseason? Where does he still need to grow to put himself in position to win a job?
With Brandon, it's really not so much the mental part. Brandon's a really smart player. He knows every position on the back end. I mean, he really does. I mean, you can line him up there, and if something happens, he'd know exactly what to do at strong safety or free safety or corner or star, dime. I mean, he understands the game, and it's very important. So really just to get back on the field and get the reps he needs to continue to develop his techniques, fundamentals, you know, and that's really great to see him out there and being able to do that again. He's got great energy. You know, it's nonstop. He's coaching players as they're, you know, when he's on the sideline, when they come off the sideline, he's got great, I mean, he's got a smile on his face, you know. It's really good in our room because, as you know, leadership is needed in every room and in every phase of our program, and he's one of those guys that does it by setting the example.
Willie Martinez, Tennessee secondary coach. Vince, what stood out to you about what Martinez said?
I would say how many different guys he genuinely sounds positive about. Mm-hmm. You know, there's times where when there's question marks about a position in college football where you don't have a whole lot of hope because you know there's not the talent there. You know there's not the SEC caliber ability in that group for the most part. That's not the case with this group, I don't think. From recruiting standpoint, from the eye test, from size, from what you hear about them, it sounds like there's ability there. It just needs to be molded and come together and obviously developed. So, and there's a lot of bodies too. So even though that's a big question mark, I think there's some positives there to build on. And I have some trust in Willie Martinez as a developer and working with Tim Banks and being able to get the most out of this group. So that's probably it. How many guys, it sounds like he feels good about where they're going and giving them a shot once they get out on the field in games.
Yeah, I'll be curious. He's working a lot of people in there. I don't tend to watch the – well, it's hard to judge the defensive backs without watching them in 11-on-11, just like right. It's hard to judge quarterbacks in other positions. But I have more concerns about – I'm more confident they'll identify receivers than I am cornerbacks.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And so that's my concern. And I'm basing some of that off what I saw in the Music City Bowl. But there are a lot of guys to me that are just unproven. And I was talking to somebody that's very knowledgeable. He said, and I think it was today, he said, look, there are a lot of good athletes in that secondary. Don't underestimate the athletic ability of some of these guys. So they may end up being better in the secondary than I am anticipating right now.
And Tamarian McDonald, he's a pretty big kid.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, honestly, up there he looked bigger than 6'2", 200, which is what he's listed as. And he is a former box player, as Willie Martinez was talking about. I think that's a really intriguing choice at star if he wins that battle. And look, Theo Jackson was bigger than what people gave him credit for. And McDonald has athleticism to go with that size. So he would be the closest in profile, I think, to what you had in Theo Jackson. Probably going to lose in some knowledge of the game and the football IQ and stuff like that. Not taken away from McDonald, but because Jackson was so advanced in it. But he does. It would be pretty intriguing to have his size there and see what he can do when teams try to run on them, you know, in their 5 DB set.
All right, when we come back, we'll have more Tennessee football. I do want to mention this. It's a note I actually overlooked yesterday. Tennessee in baseball. Josh Elander has been promoted to associate head coach. He's been with Tony Vitello for 5 years. And in the article sent out from UT, the release, he helped put together recruiting classes that ranked 5th in 2018, 7th in 2019, 11th in 2020, 6th in 2021. So, Josh Elander promoted to associate head coach. I know you got a lot of respect for Josh Elander.
Oh, 100%. Apparently, there wasn't a head coaching job that was the right fit for him, because I'm pretty confident that that people have done their homework and had interest in him in the past, and that will continue to grow as he continues to be a part of Tennessee's success moving forward. He's going to run his own program very soon, and he's a perfect balance to Tony Vitello. This is a little, hey, we appreciate you, here's some money, here's a title. And because Tony Vitello is so, he's admittedly very emotional, and Josh Elander is a lot more flatline. He coaches third base that way. But you need those different personality types on your staff. And, man, he and Frank Anderson and Tony Vitello work so well together that it's important to reward him with this title.
I'm Jimmy Himes along with Vince Ferrar. We're at Oak Ridge Nissan for their absolute August sale. Let's hear from Ramel Keaton. We talk a lot about Tennessee's wide receivers, and, frankly, when I go through the list, he's not in my top five or six, and maybe he should be. Maybe he will be. He's been around the program long enough. We'll see if he has a breakthrough year. Ramel Keaton met with the media yesterday. Hear comments from Keaton.
Hey, Ramel, whether it's been Coach Golish or Coach Pope, they've both been in here having good things to say about you this camp. What's different for you this go-round? Is it just the second year in the system, you think?
Yeah, it's second year, more focus, more attention to, like, details on what we need to do. Just trying to I guess, like, turn myself into, like, a leader, try to help other people. So that's more the thing I'm trying to focus on. So,
Ramel, what do you think that you've learned from Cedric Tillman and Bayless Jones that will help you as a receiver this year?
Like, with Ced, like, he always, even in, like, meetings, things like that, he called a meeting and he would, like, give us tips on, like, what he do to get open, things like that. So I'm just learning from him. Like, you can look at the film, like, what Bayless did, everything, and, like, how they approach everything, like, practice, game, anything, and just, like, learning from them, like, learning how to, I guess, like, step up, be a leader, things like that. So, yeah, everything like that.
Ramel, with you guys having Cedric coming back, saw what he did last year, I'm sure he wants to keep doing that. How much do you, the rest of your receivers, kind of talk amongst each other about the need to step up so the defenses can't focus on him? Has that been a point of emphasis all offseason?
Yeah, like, that's really important, like, us stepping up on the other side of the field, because you can't just have one person, like, everybody, like, they're going to lock in on him. So we got to be able to step up and, like, take all the pressure off Ced. So now we can open up the field. We can do, like, things all around the field. So defense got to stay true to, like, everybody. So, yeah.
Obviously, consistency is a big part of what the coaches talk about with all of you guys, and I know you're striving for that. But what are some of the specific things that you think you have improved on in your game?
I think my releases got a little better. I'm still working on that, like top of the route things, fixing up that. Like my deep balls, catching them, I got a little better on that, but I got to focus on attacking them more, being more consistent down the field, things like that, making explosive plays. So. Like, blocking, that's another thing. I got to be consistent with that. So, yeah. And, like, playing fast, playing urgent, like, getting my feet set, things like that on tempo.
So what are there a few things that you feel like you've really made progress in that you're better at?
I think in all those areas I made improvement, but I'm still working on it. I feel like as a group, we're still working on it. But I think since the start of camp, to now, I think I improved a little bit on it, but we still got more camp to go, so I got to stay consistent with it.
How has the competition within the wide receiver unit really helped you improve your game as you look to have more of a role within the team this season?
Yeah, I think competition is real good. Even, like, not just for me, for everybody. Like, as the season go, somebody might get hurt, somebody got to step up. Like, everybody got to be ready for that. So us competing and trying to get that job, it's only going to make everybody better. So I think that's a good thing.
Two questions, same question on two different guys. How different is Hendon Hooker this year as opposed to last year at this time?
I think he stepped up as a better leader. He's trying to get everybody to focus on the details and not making the same mistake twice. That's the real thing that he's trying to focus on, and just getting a connection with everybody. So, yeah.
How different is Joe Milton now compared to last year?
Oh, yeah, Joe got real good. He's actually stepping up as a leader, too, because I know that was one thing that he tried to work on. So I think he's being more vocal with things like that, bringing everybody along. Like, we can go with either quarterback if we needed to. So I think that's a good thing.
Well, with the new guy coming in Brew this summer, how much have you guys tried to help him kind of catch on, learn the offense, learn how to play fast, do all the things you guys have to do at receiver?
Well, yeah, I think as a group we do that well, and he actually learning real fast. He's learning real good, so he's actually picking up on things real good. So I think he can help us in the season, really.
So obviously this team loves a fast tempo. There's a lot of speed within the wide receiver unit. How do you think your skill set really fits into this system?
Like really expanding the field, like pushing the thing, pushing the tempo, pushing verticals, all things like that. That's gonna help open up everything else. So I think speed is good for that.
Any of the cornerbacks standing out to you? Any of those guys really hard to go against? You guys are battling those guys every day, individual stuff, cross-positional team. Any of those guys standing out to you?
Like you got Kamal, you got Christian, Warren, you got like Ruck. Like it's a whole bunch of DBs. Like they all play kind of different, but you got to kind of, like, I know some DBs, like you got to actually give them a real release and get on your route good, because like they're going to break on it. Like they already know. They smart too, so they know we're going to run. So we got to be even more focused on details on how we run the routes, things like that.
Tennessee receiver Ramel Keaton. Vince, what do you see Keaton's role being this season?
I think he's in that group, Jimmy, that is after Tillman and Hyatt, where it's a group that is close right now. I think Holiday, Callaway, Merrill, McCoy, White. I think all those guys are in that group after Tillman and Hyatt. I think that's the hierarchy, Tillman, Hyatt, and then all that group competing. Now, there's probably levels in there. You know, look, he's a flash guy. He's not a consistent guy. I think it was, I don't know if it was Golish or it might have been Kelsey Pope. Talk about the thing with Rommel is the consistency. So there, Rommel Keaton can make some good catches, but for him to take it to another level, he's got to be more consistent. And he really hasn't put on a ton of weight, doesn't look like, either in his time. He still looks a little slender to me. But I think he'll have some moments, but I don't see him as that Cedric Tillman type to explode late in his career.
Well, the one that has the best chance of that, to me, is Hyatt.
Yeah.
From last year to this year.
Right.
So I'll be curious to see. Jimmy Himes along with Vince Farrar as we come to you from Oak Ridge Nissan for their absolute August sale. So the Vols have a couple brothers on the team, the Garland brothers, and let's hear from one of them. It's Karat Garland. He met with the media. Here are comments from Karat Garland.
All right, easy question for you. You wanted one. How'd you get the nickname Prime?
Oh, man, that's well, it really just came from, you know, playing football. Like, you know, back in my high school, we just, like, our team code was, what, you know, white, red, blue. And so, like, you know, looking from the sideline, you know, whenever the game started, you know, we'll try to size each other up. And, you know, they'll go down the line, they'll see I'm the biggest dude on the field, coming off the field, and, you know, stuff like that. So, like, you know, it just kind of stuck. You know, like, teammates, other team, you know, the announcer call me Prime whenever I'm at the tackle, so it just stuck. So,
you feel like you've gotten used to Coach Garner's coaching and being able to receive the message and not necessarily recognize the tone that he's saying it with?
Coach Garner is he's a really, like, you know, he's a cool dude, you know, and he's a real, like, you know, like, forward speaking person. You know, like, whenever he says anything, like, you know, instructions or any, like, you know, corrections or mistakes that I made, like, he is really, like, you know, direct, you know, blunt about it, but still, like, he gets the point across. And, like, for me, you know, I feel like that I've adjusted to his, you know, to his lessons, or, you know, his direction. So,
Prime, can you talk about the I guess the ability that you have every day to play football with your brother? I know that that's something that a lot of people would love to do, and y'all are about the same age and you were able to do it. How important was that to both of you during the sort of recruiting process?
Yeah, I'd say that, you know, we definitely, like, kind of feed energy off of each other. You know, like, my first year, you know, it was kind of rough. You know, it was a real steep learning curve. But once he hopped on, you know, we just, you know, we groomed together and everything too. So, like, you know, it's just basically back at home. You know, like, you know, we playing, you know, football throughout the week and stuff like that. So it's really good.
I guess when you look at, you know, your career, your production for the past few years, what's been the thing that you're trying to add to your game now to take it to another level? I'm sure it's not just one thing, but what are the couple of things that you've been working on to kind of take the next step?
I feel like I've been really, like, solid and, you know, stout in, like, you know, like, my run game, but, like, I really want to focus more on, like, stopping the pass rush. So basically stopping the pass, like, you know, getting more into the pocket, you know, getting more knockback. You know, and making sure that, you know, whenever there's, like, times, like, you know, situations where, like, draw screens, that I'm able to read it properly, you know, and you know, attention to detail. So, like, you know, being able to diagnose the offensive, you know, play and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Karat, can you recall your first start in a Tennessee uniform after being in the program and fighting your way up for a while?
I'd say basically, like, getting your cherry pop. I mean, like, ain't no other way to say it. I mean, just, especially, you know, playing D-line, it's none but trench warfare, you know, like, out there in, you know, with the crowd, you know, like, buzzing in your head, you know, you trying to line up, stay focused, get the call, you know, it's like fireworks, you know, in your face, like, all the time. But you got to, like, really just keep your poise, try to stay focused, and, you know, have that, like, certain focus or that attention to detail and that intensity just to execute, you know. So,
was there a feeling of accomplishment? It's been a long time coming. I didn't know if I would get there, any of that kind of stuff.
It's really, like, just the start of a new chapter, you know. Like, you know, playing, like, in the SEC, you know, when I first stepped on the field as a starter, you know, it's just the beginning of a new, you know, chapter of my book.
As an older guy, seeing the journey and the process that a guy like Bryson Easton has taken to kind of get where he is now, what have you seen from him in terms of him getting better and putting himself in a position to play?
Well, I feel like, you know, with a lot of us, like, you know, D-line, like, you know, we need to focus more on, like, just, you know, attention to detail, you know, as every, you know, player on the football team. But I feel like, you know, with us, you know, just that, you know, that, you know, responding to, you know, the calls and stuff like that, communicating with our fellow D linemen so we can get set up quicker. Like, everything just has to be, like, coming in with the play, processing the play, you know, and it's attaining, you know, what was told, what was taught, and, you know, just getting down and getting set, you know, trying to be as efficient as possible.
What's it like playing defense when you kind of know the offense isn't going to have any long 10-minute drives? You got to be ready to go back on the field in a hurry, don't you?
Yeah, like I said, you know, it's a dogfight, you know, through and through, you know. Like, you know, like nowadays, you know, a lot of offenses, like, they have such a high tempo that, you know, we're trying to, you know, focus on, you know, trying to, you know, combat that. So, you know, it's tough, you know. You got to go on the side. You got to come off from the field to the sideline, you know, try to, you know, get your water, recover, you know, try to, you know, like, listen to, you know, the corrections and to the call and stuff like that from the players, adjust, make adjustments. And then, you know, by the time offense is, you know, over and done with, you know, we're back on the field like that, you know. So, you know, it's pretty quick, like, you know, but, like, you know, it gets rolling, you know. You fall into, like, a routine, a rhythm. So, you know, it gets easier.
How much of a team impact do you feel and see from Hendon Hooker this year as compared to last year?
I feel like that, you know, like, if we're all, like, as a team, we're all a chain and we're all linked together. Like, he's the strongest part. You know, he's basically the rock of the whole entire team. You know, the center of attention. But at the same time, you know, like, an outstanding leader. You know, he has a voice, you know, and he has a presence that demands us to, like, have that rate to raise ourselves to that level of what the standard should be for Tennessee.
Prime, how important is it for y'all, and how much, I don't know if pressure is the right word, but how much sort of intensity are y'all putting on yourself to get to the quarterback with four guys, you know, without needing to blitz all the time?
Well, Coach Garner really stresses that, you know, like, penetration, like, all the time, you know. Whenever we're just running, like, you know, stunts and stuff, like that's really on our minds, like, trying to get that penetration along with knockback, you know, pushing, pressing the pocket as much as we can, you know, just to stress that quarterback out.
And that is Tennessee defensive tackle Karat Prime Garland. What do you see his role being?
That's the second prime defensive lineman in recent years at Tennessee. Remember, LaTroy Lewis was prime. He was actually prime time. Yeah, I think that was part of his Twitter handle. But I thought he did a good job. I just want to know, has Rodney Garner been called a cool dude before in his coaching tenure? Maybe somebody has said that. There's a lot of descriptions for Rodney Garner. I don't know the frequency of cool dude for him, but certainly an appreciation. And by now he knows not to get caught up in the tone. He gets the message, and he worked his way into the starting lineup at times for Tennessee last year. He's not an elite player, but he's a guy that gives them really good snaps and is a rotational defensive lineman for them. I think he will be in that mix this year. The question is, will there be more of those kind of guys? And does that help him and the other guys be able to be even more effective with not quite as many snaps? But he's become a better player than some of us thought. I mean, ESPN didn't even have a rating for him. So he was not the highest rated guy, but he's worked his way over time, late in his career, to find a role and get on the field.
He needs to be a guy that, as you're alluding to, that can come off the bench and help you. He does. He's not going to be a starter. He's not going to be an all-SEC. Well, I don't know. I doubt he'll be a full-time starter. Maybe he will be. But he needs to, whenever he plays, to be efficient in what he does. And he needs to make sure that he is among that rotation of 8 or 10 defensive linemen that Rodney Garner wants to play without a drop-off. So we'll see if he's able to do that. But I think that's going to be his role for this team. So. Jimmy Himes along with Vince Farrar. Pleased now to be joined by Scott Gropp, and we are at Oak Ridge Nissan for the Absolute August sale. Look, I've had an Absolute, but it doesn't compare to an Absolute August.
I get it. I'll tell you what, folks, this is your time, and I'm telling you, we are rewriting the scripts absolutely. I'm telling you, making dreams come true. Your number one volume Nissan dealer in the state is creating Max Pan right here, right now.
Is it true that some people come in here and you reduce their payments? Is that true? Is that,
is that rumor? Silly rabbit. If I tell you on the radio, you know it's got to be true. It has definitely happened. And I'm telling you, folks want their payments lowered. Some folks, you know, we've even given some folks a higher trade value than what they paid for their car. I mean, we're doing things other dealers cannot or simply will not do, because sometimes you got to step up the plate to make the dream come true.
So, Scott, when some people may assume that, oh, nobody's got any cars on their lot, I see cars on your lot to take care of people what they want.
I'll tell you what, they make the drive, and I'll tell you, speaking of cars on the lot, we trade for the most, and we've got a huge selection of pre-owned vehicles. A lot of them are certified pre-owned vehicles, 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And I tell you, we got a great selection, all makes and models. You make it in your way in here, all pre-inspected for your peace of mind by the sales service department extraordinaire, led by Ken Absher, J.P. Anderson, Dave Jimenez, Tracy, and Billy back there. And I'm telling you, Dave Traverse, I'm telling you, make the drive. I'm telling you, folks drive from everywhere to get to these folks back there in service, because they know they're not going to get the runaround like they do at a lot of stores.
Your service department takes care of your customers, but you also take care of service men, don't you?
That's exactly right. Folks, we love the uniforms. You make the drive. I tell you, we make your best deal. We are very aware the world doesn't go round and round without you folks. So, you know, you make your best deal, I'll put another $1,000 in your trade and take another $500 off your best deal. So a lot of veterans coming in here, and so they take advantage of that. And I tell you, we're just here to make everyone's dream come true.
So, Scott, not long ago I was in Atlanta. How long would it take me to get from Atlanta to Oak Ridge Nissan?
I tell you, I'm there frequently, and it's just a mere 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
I'm telling you, to save thousands of dollars making dreams come true. Some of you might want to take your time and go a little slower than me, but make the drive, and we'll make it happen for you.
All right, Scott Grumpy, makes
Thanks,
it happen.
Guys.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate
Thank you very
it.
Much.
The Absolute August sale at Oak Ridge Nissan. Hey, when we come back, we will have more. A little bit later in the show, we're going to be joined by Steve Hamer. We'll talk to him about a variety of topics. We've also got more football talk coming your way as well, and more interviews that we will bring you from Tennessee with some wide receivers and perhaps some defensive backs. With Vince Farrar, I'm Jimmy Himes. Sports Talk 99.1, the sports animal.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.